Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, into hour number three on Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Busy week, man, and a fun week. Carl comes back. We're back. I'll have that meme of Rocky and Apollo, you know, hugging on the beach. Wednesday, we'll be at Flowery Branch to talk to Raheem Morris. And we've been looking forward to catching up with Kirk Cousins and covering everything as in the time we'll have allotted to talk to Kirk about how things went last season, the offseason, which, you know, had me kind of, you know, upset as a fan, Bo, for lack of a better word. I had a chance to talk to Kirk off the air about it, but this chance now on the air, looking forward to talking to Kirk Cousins. Friday, we're hitting the bricks. We're going to be at Twin Peaks, guys. Join us in Kennesaw. It's been a minute. We're going to be up in that neck of the woods. Dukes and Bell, guys, getting ready for fun. Andy and Randy will start the day at 11. It's a double header, double dip. And then Dukes and Bell setting the stage for Friday night's first postseason game, which is going to be exciting, man. When you think about, you know, I know I think Tulane gets absolutely worked in this one, but we'll talk about it in a second. But all the college football playoffs.
Put that down for you?
Maybe. Drinks, scenic views at Twin Peaks. Again, women in lumberjack outfits want to meet you. Special doubleheader, Andy Rende. Dukes and Bell Friday, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw on the game. Right now, it's time for some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, man, you think Tulane gets greased?
I think Tulane has a better chance than James Madison does against Oregon. But I think at the end of the day that Ole Miss should pull away. But how much are they affected by Pete Golding being the coach? By, I know that Charlie Weiss Jr., it came back, right? And they've got a good bit of those offensive assistants.
Right.
But where is John Sumrall with all this? And how is he kind of adopting to kind of doing a dual coach, right? I mean, I know
right.
that Florida fans, kind of being one, would probably want him to go ahead and transition over, obviously with some of the other news that we hear coming out of there. But I think they have a better chance than James Madison will. If there's going to be a good game between those and those two matchups, I would take Tulane. But in the end of the day, I would expect Ole Miss to kind of, you know, walk
right.
away in the second half.
Now, again, this is the world we live in college, with two sort of the Ole Miss staff kind of cobbled together. Your new head coach is coaching, right,
yeah.
at Tulane?
Yeah.
So it is like bizarro world. They've got to, and I agree. We've talked about this at length. I think Lewis Riddick tweeted about it a few weeks ago. The NCAA, whatever they do, and they don't do much right, but get it right and change the calendar where you don't have this nonsense with the signing day where someone's going to leave the best chance a team has had in a century to win a natty that counts over, oh, no, I've got to hit the ground running with the other team I'm going to.
Yeah.
In the case of Lane Kiffin going to LSU.
I don't know what they do because you have this where guys are graduating earlier than ever, and they want to go right into college and start practicing and get a semester of school so they can maybe get their degree in that short time span, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
And because you know they're not going to stay, if you're a really, really good player, you're not going to stay 4 years, or sometimes you might stay 8 years and become a really, really good player, like Diego Pavia. But I don't know what they do with that. They've moved back the portal and made it one time, which is the right thing to do. But the problem is it still falls during the playoffs.
Tulane, as you mentioned, again, against Ole Miss. This is one that, yeah, it's a great story. But, guys, Tulane already got whipped by Ole Miss. It's a touchdown closer this time around. Same thing goes for James Madison. They're going to go all the way across country. They've got some athletes. It's a nice story. The coach has got the UCLA job. They're going to get greased. And we've wasted two spots. Whether you felt, you know, the world's smallest violin for Notre Dame over their nonsense with Miami and the strength of schedule. Notre Dame didn't do themselves any favors, by the way. They handled the subsequent snubbing, if we're honest. But if you want to see Notre Dame, I, for one, would like to see Pavia get another shot to play football with Vanderbilt. And because we have to waste two spots on the kids' table for Thanksgiving, we don't.
Yeah, it's allowing one is in. The whole highest ranked of what, five conferences, whether they're P4 or not. I don't know. The fact that, look, the ACC is to blame for this, if you really want to get down to it, because of their screwed up system of how they basically allow you to play in the conference championship game. You could have gotten Virginia and Miami in that conference title game, and you wouldn't have had to worry about this,
right?
Would you? You wouldn't have had to worry about it, no. Because either Virginia or Miami would have been in, you'd have been fine with that. And then you could have just had a Tulane. But instead, you got James Madison, who has no chance in hell in going to Oregon and winning that game.
Right, and they are now a 21.5-point favorite in that, in case you're wondering. The other story, and this is one that, I like the idea of, you know, Oklahoma hosting Alabama. But again, I saw this game. It was in Bryant-Denny. Not sure Mateer can step up another game. That's where Venable's defense just got all over, if we're honest. Simpson, and I thought he probably had one of his worst first halves of the season. Maybe the Florida State game aside, you know, Alabama, we get a rematch there. The problem is with the bowl games now meaning less than nothing, do these on-campus games moving forward go away? Because you got to bring, even though the bowl games will no longer be New Year's Day, but do you start moving these bigger bowl games in December? Because you can't have the bowl games become meaningless and teams like Notre Dame just saying, I'm not going to play.
I don't think that. I think what they'll do is that you're just going to get more teams into the playoff because they already wanted to go to 16. I could see them go to 16.
But I like the on-campus thing, but now that the bowl games are getting marginalized.
Yeah, but it's kind of, look, players have been opting out for how long anyway, so now the whole team opts out. It makes it a little bit different. But this is really more of a team just, you know, pouting. That's all this is, and that's the number one thing. They got upset about how they felt like they were unfairly treated and took it out on everybody. And at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to try to do away with the bowl games. Now, maybe we could get rid of a few of these bowl games to begin with. We don't need as many bowl games as we probably have.
Right, and that's something that, as we know, kind of rewarding mediocrity. I said this the other day. Because just like in college basketball with the tournament, anytime I see those stories day-to-day, we need to expand the NCAA. No, we don't need to expand the NCAA tournament. No, we don't. You know, we got the first four. Who even fills out those brackets? Nobody. Well, maybe Day-Day does because he really likes college hoops. But no, let's reward excellence. The bowls, and there's a million of them, and everybody, it's easy to make fun because some of the names are like, what is it, some website that'll be, you know, won't even exist in a year from now? You know, they're sponsored some of these things. But I'm with Bo. I'd like to see less is more, but there's also there are the big ones. There are some bowls that do matter. I mean, the Gator Bowl still has some juice. Citrus Bowl, that's one you got to kind of rope in, I would think, to this playoff process.
Yeah, I do think if you go to more teams, you could do that, but you could also keep the campus games as well. I think there's a way to do that. You know, the problem for me has always been the fact that the Rose Bowl has to be on New Year's Day every day. There's so much latitude given to these bowls. That's part of the problem. But I don't want more teams in the college football playoff because now we're arguing about three and four lost teams.
You just got the wrong setup. You don't need go. Some one guy just hit me up on the text line. So what's supposed to happen to James Madison? I don't know. You can go have the Asterisk Bowl. They can play the winner of all the second subdivision.
What do you mean what happens? And they go play in a nice bowl game.
Right, you get a trip to a decent bowl, and your fans go, and hopefully it's in Florida. hopefully close to New Year's, and that's all you get.
You know, the biggest problem for me is that guy watching? because I can guarantee you all the people that cry for these teams to get in don't watch it when they play and get obliterated. In the second half, what are you watching? You'll be watching right. the NFL on Saturday night.
You realize Washington played Boise State in a bowl game this week? I'm flipping around TV. I was like, what? And what was it called again? It was something in L.A.? What was it called? It had a goofy name. I didn't know what the product was.
It was the bucked up L.A. Bowl.
So what's bucked up? What's bucked up?
I mean, have no idea.
All right, Oren, get on it. See what? Let's find. No. I'm not talking as a metaphor. Let's find out what the product is, because that actually happened, and they played that at SoFi.
Blew them out too.
Right.
It was hosted by Gronk.
It's pre-workout.
What is it?
It's a pre-workout
drink.
Yes.
Filled with electrolytes,
creatine supplements, protein sodas, and energy drinks that bucked up.
Wow. Does it make your skin crawl?
I don't know. You have to try.
Take
and
your
see.
Workout to the extreme with bucked up.
You ever had some of that pre-workout stuff and your skin starts crawling? You feel like you got like something under your skin? Yeah.
Well, again, apologize, Day-Day. This is another story from back to the day for me and Bo. But when we interviewed Bill Romanowski at the Super Bowl years ago, Day-Day, Romanowski. So Romanowski talks. He is a psycho, and he talks like a psycho. It's a fun interview. But Romanowski's like, hey, guys, I got these new supplements, and they're just going to rock your world, man. And he had this one thing. It was like it was a sleep deprivation. No, sleep deprivation. That's something else. But it was like a melatonin-based type thing. It was a supplement to help you sleep.
Yeah, sure, Bill.
And I took it one night, and I had the most psychotic dreams. It was REM sleep, but I woke up in a cold sweat, and I nearly knocked over
a
nightstand.
You were Mary McCheese or something.
No, I was being chased by Mr. Met.
That's what it was.
Mr. Met was
a big head.
On the body of a Minotaur chasing me around as a child, Shea Stadium, with a chainsaw. And that's what I woke up to. And I go to Bill. I go, what the hell's in that stuff? Helps you sleep, right? Yeah. I'm going to have like an embolism when
sounds
I wake
like,
up.
It sounds like a dream that Stewie had on Family Guy with the monster.
Exactly. All right, real quick. Sorry about that sidebar. Back to the college football and Talking Dogs. C.J. Allen, all-American first team. He's really brought his thump like the latter half of the season as the defense has gotten better and better. We all knew that Brett Thorson was one of the best kickers in town. He wins the Ray Guy Award as the nation's top punter, 45.2, because their special teams are elite. Also, DJ Lagway, and Bo and I were talking about this off the air. You got Summerall from Tulane coming to Florida. Is he basically saying I can find my own quarterback with Lagway? Or he's just seen enough that he doesn't want to try to fix him and he's just ready to move on? Because Lagway's going to get in the portal,
well,
it sounds like.
I'll remind you, Lagway was making $3.5 million last year to do what he did. They have
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Mel Jones there, who came in as a freshman, a lot of people thought should have got some playing time this year. And didn't really get much. I don't know. The Lagway thing is he's a phenomenal human being. That much has been said about the kind of dude he is. It just didn't work out. Is he the guy? I don't know. Maybe he's overrated. Arch and I had this argument a lot last season where Arch's like, I think he's overrated. And I'm like, No, he's not. He's my quarterback. And now I'm like, yeah, he was overrated. He can go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.